what's your reaction to what we've seen tonight?
Well, obviously, if I am elected, I will be thrilled with that result, and we'll look forward to getting to work for the people of Asheville and addressing the things that I've talked about in my campaign, how we're growing, investments in infrastructure like sidewalks and bike lanes and greenways and better bus service, and improving economic opportunity for everybody in Asheville. I am a little disappointed that particularly that Mark does not look like he's going to get reelected. I just think Mark has been an outstanding council person. He is incredibly thoughtful. He works really hard. And frankly, I had been hoping to serve with him.
How do you explain the way that it appears to be shaking out this evening?
Well, this could be a mirror of what we're seeing on the national level, somewhat of a very anti-incumbent sentiment. That would be one way to explain it.
We're looking at results that indicate that the only incumbent and the vice mayor is not going to be reelected, and three newcomers, frankly, a lot of inexperience on the next council.
Yeah, although I think some of us bring, some of us do bring experience. I mean, I've been doing policy advocacy for 25 years, so I think that counts for a lot. But yeah, there will be a pretty steep learning curve for the new folks.
Overall, what are your impressions of running for elective office in this town?
Well, I had a great time in this campaign. It was a ton of fun. I met a lot of people. I got to know parts of Asheville that I had never been to before, and I love that. I am frustrated at really how negative this campaign got. I know that there were a lot of misrepresentations and allegations about me. I'll just stick to me. And that's very frustrating. I mean, when a public interest environmental advocate who has spent her life defending the environment and suing large companies and developers and federal and state agencies is considered an establishment candidate, I'm just not sure what world we're living in.